This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and James.
I got a new feature again this morning. I'm going to call this one Unstump the Chumps. Okay?
Okay.
Jamie and I are the chumps here, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to unstump us because we're stumped on the ballot to vote.
I brought in my ballot, and you guys, it feels complicated.
Yeah.
It feels really hard.
We've got one here. Now, there could be others later on that we do too. But for right now, we've got one on here that's really stumping us. So you're going to unstump the chumps by giving us, because I know a lot of veterinarians listen to our show.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that are in that field, listen. All right, you're going to read it, okay. And I'm going to tell you how I perceive it, and you can tell how you perceive it, and then we'll get the answer on Tuxedo.
Okay, it says, shall there be a change to the Colorado revised status creating a new veterinary profession associate profession? Professional, wait, let me start all over.
Again, they're big chumps. Words. We're the chumps, okay?
Words.
You're going to unstump us.
Which prop is it? Is it like KK or?
No, 129. Mm-hmm. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes creating a new veterinary professional associate profession and in connection therewith establishing qualifications including a master's degree in veterinary clinical care or the equivalent as determined by the State Board of Veterinary Medicine to be a veterinary professional associate, requiring a registration with the State Board, allowing a registered veterinary professional associate to practice veterinary medicine under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian, and make it a misdemeanor to practice as a veterinary professional associate without an active registration.
Oh my God!
Right?
All right, no, we have no idea. I have no idea how I voted on this. I know I voted, and I know I voted either no or yes. I think I voted no. But here's the way I perceive it, okay? I thought what that was saying is that, do you want it to be mandatory that if you take your pet to the vet, that the person that operates or performs the medical procedure on your pet has a master's degree? That person must have a master's.
I'm going to say yes.
And I'm going to say no.
Oh, I think I put no. Wait.
I'm going to say no because I don't think that every vet out there needs to have a master's degree.
Oh, I already put, look, I put no.
Now, I might be.
Oh, no, I wanted to put yes.
But we don't know what it means, so we don't know who's right or wrong.
Well,
we don't know.
Well, I did this eeny, meeny, miny, right. Mo thing.
If you work in the vet area.
Uh-huh.
What in the hell are we voting on?
I know.
What are we voting on? Can you please tell us? Tuxedo 51059.
Well, the commercial is very compelling because the commercial shows like you know, some homeless guy operating on your dog.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want this guy to operate on your dog without a master's?
Yeah, I don't know.
And so it shows like some guy like, I don't know what I'm doing. And there's like blood everywhere. It was kind of gross.
Yeah. I think it's kind of the difference between a doctor and like a nurse practitioner. Like they just
like a medical assistant.
Yeah, they can have like less education and still have that job.
Yes.
So like a PA?
Yeah, exactly.
But I still
although
don't
my, although my niece is a PA and she has her master's.
Mm. Yeah, I still don't know what we're voting for. You're saying things, but it doesn't clear it up. I need layman's terms. Yes. Or no.
So okay. It would be like a medical assistant performing surgery on you rather than a doctor.
Right. You want a doctor.
Yeah, you want a doctor. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's me. It's my dog.
But well, still, it's, you know, you love it's your part dog? Of your family.
I yeah. love my dog, but I feel like, you know, Tiffany in the office could do it.
No, so you want a dental assistant to do your oral surgery?
Absolutely not.
On my dog or on me?
But we're just putting it in terms that you can understand.
I'm gonna
go with
no.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with absolutely no.
No.
Wait. No. The answer should no. be yes.
The answer should be yes.
The answer should be yes if you want a master.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And that's yes. what I want. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't want someone with an associate.
You guys are a bigger buffoon than we are.
Then vote yes.
Right? Is the answer yes?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No.
Yes. It's yes.
Wait, is it no? Oh,
it's
my
yes.
God, I cannot
we don't
take
want
this.
Medical assistants performing on our dogs.
All right, so question, right. question. You guys, but I don't want to, I just put no and I didn't want no, so now what do?
Leave it. I say leave it and play a song. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. Like,
all right, wait a minute. We're getting texts.
Can I scratch all right, this out on, and say, like, do-over?
Jimmy, go to the text.
Okay.
Because I can't see it from here. See if you can find the text on there and see if it explains it for you. You got no. I said no. These two say yes. Okay? So let's see what anybody says here. Do you want someone who's licensed veterinarian to treat your pet? No, according to this. All right?
Wait, but yes, I do. But I hit no, and I'm sad.
I think no is right because you don't want them to work on it, and the whole thing is allowing people with lesser degrees to have that job.
People are saying
so
that,
you're saying no. Don't let people with less education have the
yes,
job.
Yes, because votes. I guess.
No,
what am I trying to say?
That's not what it says.
Vets are saying to say no.
No, because here's listen to this. All right, so here's the question: yes or no? God. I'm only going to read one sentence. All right. So the answer is yes or no. Shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes creating a new veterinary professional associate profession?
No.
Right. You're right.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. No, but I was agreeing with him.
Yeah.
I was agreeing with him, it's so it's no.
Yes. It is no. I answered right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Well, we hope that cleared everybody up on that one. We'll have another one in the next segment. So stick around.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.